Welcome to the Mind to Muscle podcast, where we focus on exercising our minds and our muscles. I'm your host and sweaty mama, Jennifer Loganville, and my goal is to empower you to live each and every day stronger than yesterday. Being the strongest in the room isn't only about your physical fitness, but your confidence and mindset. Here, I'm your biggest cheerleader as we learn how important it is to put your mind to muscle even before picking up the weight. Otherwise, what are you doing? Grab your water and get set up. We're starting in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Mind and Muscle podcast. Today, I have a kind of touchy topic. I have wanted to talk to you guys about this for some time. I wasn't sure how to deliver it the best. So here we go. I'm driving to Kansas, headed to a family thing, and I'm by myself. I was like, ooh, perfect time to unload my thoughts on this podcast I've been really wanting to talk about. It's kind of controversial, but I'm going to make it not controversial and make it normal. So here we are. I am doing dry 24, meaning I am not drinking alcohol in 2024. The more I thought about it, I haven't had a drink of alcohol since my birthday, which is November 16th. So I am like 7 months in, no alcohol, feel better than I ever have in my entire life. My thoughts are clear. My brain is clear. And let me do a little backtrack here. I never really drank anyways, occasionally more socially. I've never, ever been one who comes home, has to unwind with wine or alcohol. It's very important to me actually to not be that person for a million different reasons, but I'm not going to go into it. However, I do remember asking Johnny when we were dating, do you go home and have a drink of alcohol after a stressful day, or what is your coping mechanism to stress? Is it alcohol? And he was like, no. The only time I drink alcohol is socially. Perfect, because it was super important to me that I chose a husband that was not going to be a daily drinker. Long story short, Johnny still will drink a couple beers socially. He's never one to be like, hey, want a beer? If he is asked if he wants a beer, he will always be like, sure, and do it. But that's okay. I don't care. I never, ever, ever judge people when they drink in front of me. I am choosing for myself not to drink. So I want to mostly talk about the other end of that. So I'm going to give you some scenarios that I've gone through since doing this dry 24. And I want you to just go and do a scout's honor right now to never make someone who's in my shoes feel this way when they tell you they don't drink. So we're going to go through that really quick. Again, take what's for you on this podcast and leave the rest. If alcohol is a very touchy subject to you, maybe don't listen to this and just go past it. And it's okay. But maybe you're feeling called like, oh my gosh, God made Jen talk about this for a reason and made me listen to this. And maybe I need to hear this. Maybe you're that person. I don't know. But take what's for you and leave the rest. Okay. So moving on. So there's really a million reasons why I chose to do dry 24. And again, that is because I don't like the way it makes me feel. I don't like how I feel really awkward at social events if I don't have a drink because everyone else has a drink. So we're going to go through a couple scenarios here. If someone comes to your house, these are all scenarios that I've gone through. If someone comes to your house and for dinner or whatever it is, social event, barbecue, whatever, and you're like, hey, Jen, do you want a drink? No, I'm okay. I'm not drinking. Why? The why is not necessary. Don't bring it up. No is a complete sentence. You don't need to elaborate, but everyone does. And that's okay. Happy to talk. They're like, why? And I'm like, oh, just because I'm doing dry 24. And someone asked me one time, do you have like alcoholism problem? Absolutely not. I don't like the way it makes me feel. I work so, so hard to make my body healthy and I detox my body so often. Why in the world would I put straight chemicals and toxins into my body? And they just kind of just sit there like, I don't know. And I'm like, so no, like I choose not to. You can absolutely do whatever you need, but I don't want to. And then I'm kind of treated differently the rest of the night, which is so weird to me. Because prior to this, I would be like, I don't love to drink alcohol, but I would always be like, yeah, sure, I'll take a drink. And then sip on this drink the whole time, cringing because it tastes so nasty. So I am just like, no. And as you know, if you're listening to this, my whole slogan for JGFG is strongest in the room. And I'm just here to tell you, you absolutely have to be the strongest in the room because there is some weird stigma around alcohol and when you turn it down. I don't know if it makes people feel like, oh, I shouldn't drink, or makes like out creep the creep is what I'm getting to of if you decide after listening to this, because I've had a ton of people who I've influenced just without speaking on this platform about it, just personally of like, no, I'm not drinking. I'm doing dry 24. Oh, I want to do that. Perfect. Do it. I highly encourage you. It gives you so much control. It is so liberating. It's amazing. You feel so good. So it takes your body about 3 days to process alcohol. I made a podcast. It's podcast number 21. Kind of funny how it fell into that about what alcohol does to your bodies and your muscles. Okay. So I would highly encourage you to listen to that also. And then go really deep into what it does to your brain and your muscles and all of that. And so for me, macros, it's really finicky tracking alcohol with macros. And I just choose not to do it because I'm like, it's not worth, I would rather choose food than alcohol for consumption of my macros. For one, two, I don't like the way it makes me feel. Three, it takes your body 3 days to get the alcohol out of your body. However, I have the MTHFR gene, so my body already cannot detox properly. And so if you are someone who doesn't understand why one or two drinks, you feel like absolute garbage for days and days after, it's probably because you have that gene also. I would get yourself tested. You can go to MTHFR doctors. There's so many different places you can do it at home. I did it. Johnny has the gene. It's hereditary. Our kids have it. It does not only just affect folic acid breakdown, it's so much more. And I highly encourage you to study that on a holistic way. You're not methylating properly, meaning you can't detox properly and you're not being able to send messages from your brain to different organs. Mine's only functioning at a 40%. There's so many things, and I could spend hours and hours and hours talking holistic to you guys about the MTHFR mutation in methylation, and I will get there. However, right now I'm talking about dry 24. So I've had that scenario of like, why? I've had someone ask me if I have an alcohol problem. No. I've had someone be like, are you pregnant? No. I have had every question that I can think of the awkward silence, just staring at you, holding the drink like, okay. Or to the extent of someone who's totally accepting of it. And then they're like, hey, Jen, got you some drinks, got you Sprite, got you this, got you that. And I loved that they thought, they were like, you know, this is for us, but Jen doesn't drink, so I'm going to get her something else and normalize it. And I loved that. That was my first one. I was like, thank you. Seriously. However, I will take care of myself in a situation. And the same goes for you. If you are choosing not to drink, do not let the social need to everyone has a drink in hand. It's okay if you have water in hand, but I choose to bring a water to social events I know and an Olipop. So I really like the little Olipop sodas, and I will bring one of those with me into a social event because then I feel like I don't need to break this choice that I've made because of the influence of everyone has a drink in hand or they're treating me awkward or whatever. So I tested it. I took an Olipop into a social event, had it already open in my hand, and I just held it as if everyone else was holding their drink and their beer. Not one person asked me if I wanted a drink. It's weird. It's weird that an empty hand equals a drink offer. I don't know. I don't know why that's the American way, but it's weird to me. So I just want to encourage you on a few things here. If you feel called, there's two different sides that I want to talk about. Side number one being where I'm at in my shoes. If you go to a social event, and I'm talking about this because we're getting ready to approach the warm months of barbecues, of get-togethers. And if you feel called to do dry 24, or if you're listening to this in 2025, whatever year, do it. I highly encourage it. It's empowering. It's liberating. You get control. You feel so good. Your brain clarity is phenomenal. You don't feel like garbage. You are making great choices for your mind, your body, your health, and your muscles. I work too hard to build to just tear it down with alcohol. It's not worth it to me. But maybe that's just the season of life that I'm in. And that might change. And in a year from now, if I want to have a drink of alcohol for socially, like it's not, I'm not breaking some big vow or there's no consequence other than it's a choice. Everything you do and have every single day is a choice presented to you. How you choose is up to you. So I'm not saying I'm being a stickler. I'm never drinking alcohol again. I'm saying I'm just doing this because I want to, and I'm going to see how long I can go. And we are going to Mexico this summer, and it's an all-inclusive restaurant or all-inclusive resort, and I very well may break it then. And I might have a drink or two while we're in Mexico, and I might come home and I might go back to dry 24 because I see no need to drink alcohol on my daily life outside of a vacation. I don't even really see a reason to drink there, but I might just get the virgin drink of what I would choose. And so it's all a choice, and feel it and see what's right for you. Don't let anybody make you feel obligated to do anything, either side, drinking or non. You get to control that. Don't just give in because you feel awkward. No, thank you. No is a complete sentence, and you don't need to explain why. Okay, stay strong. That's on my side. The other side, if you are someone who is drinking, and you're like, hey, I'm going to use Jessica's name for an example because that's the first thing came to my mind. Hey, Jess, do you want a drink? Like, I'm at a barbecue and I'm like, hey, Jess, do you want a drink? And she's like, no, I'm doing dry 24. No, thank you. You don't need to be like, but are you pregnant? Why? Why are you drinking? Do you have an alcohol problem? It doesn't matter. It is Jessica's choice. Don't bring anything up. It goes hand in hand with like dessert. I don't understand why dessert and alcohol have such a weird stigma around it of we feel the need to ask why. I don't want the cake, but why? Does it not fit in your macros? Are you on dieting? Are you doing this? Oh, it's probably not in your workout plan, is it? Drop it. It's not necessary. Not necessary. If you are doing your macros, one of my favorite things to do if I'm eating cake, because even if you say no, you get a question. If you say yes, you get a remark. So here's my favorite thing. I'll creep the creep, like I said earlier. It's my favorite thing to do. Someone says, and I'm not calling anyone a creep. It's just like a term. Oh, but I can't believe you're eating that piece of cake. Aren't you like following your macros or something? But that's not in your workout plan. And you can just look them calmly, gently, softly, respectfully, look them in the eyes and say, actually, this is in my workout plan. I get to eat my cake and gain my muscles too. And that's my favorite thing I get to say to people is I actually get to eat this cake and gain muscles too. You want to try it? Let me give you a card. Or tell them, you want to try it? I have an affiliate code. Like you can eat your cake and gain your muscles. Or you can eat your cake and lose your body fat too. I'm following macros with Gen Z Fit Group. Like it's so easy. She'll explain everything. And that's the beauty of it. You can eat your cake and have your muscles too. I need to put that on a shirt. I'm going to. Anyways, I just want to encourage you to stop asking the why or feel the need to make any remarks. And it's always around holidays. I feel like I get a lot of messages of people like really putting themselves into social anxiety because they know that they're going to be offered things that they don't want. They don't know how to respond to it. They don't know how to turn people down without hurting feelings, or a huge one, which is crazy to me. My mother-in-law makes us a big family dinner. It's big, gushy, mushy, buttery food, home-style cooking. I don't know what to do because I want to take my own food to fit into my macros because there's absolutely no way I could track because the amount of butter, her food's delicious. Like they mean no insult to mother-in-law or grandma or whatever. But they just want to stay on track. And they're like, I don't know what to do because it's going to hurt feelings and she's going to be mad at me. She's not going to talk to me. Mother-in-law, grandma, mom, whoever you are, you better knock it off. Because it is not your place to be like have hurt feelings, I realize that it's probably a kind gesture of you serving your family. However, you need to look at this person who is like feeling a certain way to come be like, I brought my own food. I'm following my macros. I really want to stay on track. End of discussion. Instead of getting your feelings hurt and making it about you, because it's not about you, it's about them. We always seem to flip things to make it about us when it's never about us. It's always about them. So you got to knock that off. If someone comes and they're eating their own food, do not make it an ego thing. Do not make it where your feelings are hurt. It is not about you. You need to say, I'm so proud of you for sticking to your plan. You just release the whole awkwardness for everyone in that room. I have gone to the extent when I was heavily tracking one time, 10, 12 years ago, I would take my own food into a restaurant and eat it. And the amount of people would be like, what are you doing? Why? Oh, you can't eat that? Like so many comments. And you're like, no, I can't because I'm choosing to stay on track. And it's okay. Like, you eat it. So it's so crazy to me how food and alcohol go hand in hand. But food and alcohol are such diseases also. We have such horrible relationships with food and alcohol in today's society. And it's crazy. So my advice, stay in your lane. Water your own grass. Don't be checking on anyone else's because then you're taking time away from your own. Doesn't matter if there's just greener. You don't know the full extent. You don't know the full story. There's probably, like I said, there's not ever one reason. It's usually 1 million little reasons why someone is choosing to do something. And just support it. Be happy. It's not about you. It's to them. And either side, food, alcohol, whatever, do not elaborate. Don't feel obligated to elaborate. Do not ask questions if it's not important to you. Just say, good for you, and move on. But it also, I'm asking you, if you are someone who is a drinker and you're like, oh, heck no, I'm not doing that, then so be it. Don't make it a thing. Don't make the person who's choosing no alcohol feel weird. You do you, stay in your lane and let them do them. And don't even bring it up again. Doesn't matter. But I'm here to tell you, if you're on my side and something like this triggers someone and then they feel a certain way or treat you a certain way, it is likely because you've triggered something inside of them. So if the shoe fits, maybe take a step back and reevaluate. And maybe you should then consider making some lifestyle changes for the better. Like, make changes for your family, for your future, for your life, for your health, to make you feel better. We don't have to live in a constant state of feeling like garbage. So I am encouraging you to do what works for you, what fits for you. But I wanted to talk about my whole testimonial since November of not drinking, still going strong. I will reapproach this again in like 3 or 4 months, see how I'm doing. If I have a drink or two, it is what it is. I'm not worried about it. So I don't want you to be worried about it for me. And if you feel called to start doing no alcohol, I highly, highly, highly suggest it, not only for the liberation of feeling free, not tied to anything, but also how it affects your body and your brain and your mind. Super amazing. I love you guys. You're strong, powerful, worthy. Just remember, stay strong, strongest in the room.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Mind to Muscle. If you'd like to tune into future episodes, don't forget to follow me on your preferred listening platform. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure and leave a review. I really appreciate those. Don't forget, you are strong, you are powerful, you are worthy, and you can do hard things. I love you guys. Bye.